This is the second year we've been able to do the run this program on this time of year, and the idea of this program is it's part of an initiative that the Kollel launched about a year and a half ago together with the law offices of Stockhan and Braverman in order to promote Choshe Mishpat, Limud Choshe Mishpat, and Limud Torah in general, and specifically how it relates to people in business and other areas. So over the course of the year and a half, we also got to meet Mr. Peretz Lane, who was one of the attorneys in the law firm, and actually he wrote an article that was published about the chilukim between Hashavas Aveda in Choshe Mishpat and in legal in law. And unfortunately, last summer he became ill, and he was just nifta last week. He's a young man, and so we're dedicating the limud today and next week. Leilu Nishmasa is Peretz Ben Alter Eliezer. The today, in addition to being able to have a shiur later on from Rabbi Zimmerman on the sugya of confidentiality, and we'll learn the sources together after in a little while. But we had a special treat, a special schus that Rabbi Olbaum, who's Rav in Queens for many, many years, Mechaber of many, many Svarim, and many Svarim that maybe you don't even know he was Mechaber, and Mechaber's Tshuvis and Svarim, and Mechazik and Ma'ir people throughout the country for decades, and we ourselves had this chus through the Agudah to hear from him a few months ago, and it's a tremendous chus that he's here, and that he was able to come, willing to come, to from West Palm Beach to come to Mechazik the Olam in as Akdama to the program. So it's a big covet to be able to call Rabbi Olbaum to Mechazik the Olam. After Rabbi Olbaum is complete, we're going to go into learning the Makaris for about a half hour or so, and then hear the shir from Rabbi Zimmerman. Shkach.
Shoes, Choshe Rosh HaKoyel, Rechim Chashuvim, Albatim Chashuvim, Lomde Teure, Bnei Teure, Choyve Veteure, Chzike Teure, Albatim. It's been very, very gratifying to have the opportunity away from home to be able to come to such a Choshe Mokim Teure. I think I can echo the words of Dovid HaMelech, which said, Samachti Boimer Li Beis Hashem Neilech. The Melams have said what gives me simcha, the opportunity to come to a Beis Hashem. You have to recognize who is saying that, though the Melech is a Melech B'Yisroel who has the ability, all Tanuga Olam Hazeh is B'Yodoi. And yet, though the Melech says, what gives me simcha, Samachti Boimli Beis Hashem Neilech, to be able to come to a Beis Hashem. So, Vada, when we're talking about Bnei Torah, that means, of course, Balabatim also are Bnei Torah. Because the Ben Torah, by definition, is not simply someone who is sitting and learning. Bishas, when he's sitting and learning, as Yedidi Rav Moshe Shternberg Shlita should be well once pointed out and said, a person who's a masmeh, that's a loyme Torah. Not necessarily is a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah is a Ben Torah is someone who's connected to her 24 hours a day. In other words, anything that he does is reflected and one is able to see the Torah through him, the same way that a Ben, the son of the father, the features of the father is reflected in a son. When we say Ben Torah, it means is that the Torah should be reflected in that person. That means when he eats, when he sleeps, when he davens, when he communicates, whatever he does, when he goes out into the world. And the Olam HaMischer does not stop being a Ben Torah, because whatever he does is according to the dictates of the Torah. I think that, first of all, I'm not really a Purim Chadosh over here, as I mentioned before, been a number of times. I'm reminded, actually, that Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Afyomi, who once going across the street and he meets two Yidden. Unfortunately, we're not very, very connected to being observant. But they spoke Yiddish, which was the common situation of Yidden from Holocaust survivors. They would speak Yiddish, but unfortunately they sort of drifted. So he said to them, he said, you know something? He said, Rav Shapiro said to them, you know what? That if you decide to come from again, then in fact, what we would have here would be Eponim Chadoshes. Eponim Chadoshes. So they said also very quickly, said, but Rebbe, if you become like us, it would also be Eponim Chadoshes. He said, no, if I become like you, it'll be Chadoshes of a Kampunim, but it's a Shubim. It'll not be Eponim Chadoshes. I think when you're talking about people are sitting and learning, I think the area that is most frustrating probably is the idea is that we don't always have the ability or the schus to be able to retain, to absorb whatever we are learning. Is the current something to remember what we're learning seems to be an extra siyata d'shamayim and an extra feature. And certainly, you know, when you have, whether it's the dafyomi system, whatever system it is, but there are klal, even your Messiah Masechta, you go on and you move to another Masechta, but there are klal, of course, the idea of remembering is very, very challenging. Therefore, I think that maybe it's Kedai. Kedai speaking again to B'nai Torah, which means whether people are learning all day or not, they are all B'nai Torah, as mentioned. But whatever you are learning, of course, everybody's interested in finding out what would be something, a way to be able, and without going with a certain system, there are certain, as you say, physical systems in terms of Chazorah and how to be able to, but not everybody is able to manage that system as well. So I'm talking about on a different, on a higher level of having siyata d'shamaya in terms of being zoicha, to be able to retain and absorb what one is learning. And the Haschodah already begins like this. You know, when you start learning Torah Shabbat Peh, of course, the first Masechta that you have is Masechta's Brachas. Now, Masechta's Brachas is something that in the Yehuda Tzlach, which is actually at the end of the Masechta, Daf Samach Dalad. Now, raise the question, why is Masechta's Brachas called Masechta's Brachas? When you're beginning to learn Masechta's Brachas, it starts with the Lachas of Krishma. Memes of Kredi Shema B'Yarvin. And even when you continue on later on, you're talking about the Halachas of Tefillah. We're not discussing brachas until the sixth parik, which is Keset Mevarchim. Or Bazoya, the Slachas, the Masechta should be called either Masechta's Kriya Shema, or it should be called Masechta's Tefillah. Why refer to the Masechta and Masechta's brachas? And Sach says the Dover Nifle. The demis is, when we sit and we learn, again, based upon what we're talking about, and the Slach's Loshin is like this, it's Kedai to look up and you see what he says. Said, I want to give you, said the Slach, is Gula Niflo, not Stamas Gula. Is Gula Niflo, which is an amazing Segula, Lizkor to be able to be Zeichet to remember what a person is learning. And that is, says the Slach, to say Birchis Atoyra Bekavona every morning. In the morning, you get up in the morning before you learn. About it, you have to say Birchis Atoyra. Saying Birchis Atoyra Bekavona, says the Slach, is a Segula Niflo. This comes from the Rebbe. It's not some safer. It's good in the floor to be zeichet to be able what you are learning. And the Slach L'maisa makes a cheshem. And Agavurches, we're talking about that, which I think, which gives us a new insight to something else. When we talk about Birchas HaTorah, which the Slach is mentioning here, you know, everybody's familiar with the Gemara says, and now actually we had now sort of Batavis, which is the beginning of the end of the Churban Bayis. Samach Melch Bavel, as we know, the Yerushalayim, and so on and so forth. Familiar with the Gemara Sembo of Matziah Dapehe, Almo of the Oretz, what was the Siva that brought the Churban, so the Gemara says, without going through the Arichah, the Gemara says, at the end of the day, Shle Baruch HaBatayra Tchila. That they did not say Birchas HaTayra. And the obvious question is, fine, it's a Valdi Ge'avla not to say Birchas HaTayra. But not saying Birchas HaTayra, being Mevatel Birchas HaTayra, does one deserve such an Oynish on a global level to have a Churban Beis Hamikdash? First of all, it's a bittle of a mitzvah saseh b'shev al taseh. It's not even doing it actively. According to the Shittas of Rambam, Birchas HaTorah is not a derisa at all. It's not mentioned in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. With Rambam, by the way, very strongly argued with Rambam. Come on, brachas daf chofala from Rav Yudah Marav, minayin lebirchas HaTorah lefenev, it's min ha-toyre. Shenem b'keshem ha-shem ekro ha-vagoyda lekenu, it is a derisa. And if you might be familiar that there's a Sefer which we know which you find, if you open up the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is called Megillas Esther. Sometimes Rosh Hashanah is Mem Gimel Aleph. People think it's Moged Avraham. Most times, yes, but this is Megillas Esther. Sefer Megillas Esther, the tafkid is to answer all the kashas of the Ramban against the Ramban. Here he throws up his hands. He says, in his dati, it seemed that the Ramban is right, that because the Torah is a derisa, it's Ferish Gemara. So the Shagasar comes along and says, the Gemara said that the Churban comes Shlei Baruch B'Toyer Tchile. It's inconceivable if it only be a Drabonon, that because of the Bittel Drabonon, the Kama Churban. The Shagasar says that itself should be a raya that because the Torah is a derisa. But I think Rabbi Yisai, a dying adovet sorag beer, even it's a derisa. You're talking about a Bittel of the mitzvah sesa at best with a Sheval Tase. Even when you're talking about lavim deraisa, there's a whole hierarchy of onshim. There's some lavim that are skila. There's some lavim which is only malchus. Then you have some lavim you don't even have malchus. Mitzvah Seser even goes lower than that. So where do you have such a situation, even it's a deraisa, that this type of an enormous, enormous oynish, devastating oynish, asher baruch b'toyer tchila. Going back now to the tzlach. Tzlach says, I want to give you a zgula nefloa in order to be zeichet to remember whatever you are learning. And it makes the following cheshbon. Listen to the tzlach. You don't have to be a baki in Tehillim, but the first kapitel everybody knows. Asher u'ish asher olam b'sas rishoyim derchatoim lo yomad. Ki mitoyres Hashem chefsoi b'toyroso yehege yoimam v'laylo. Now the Gemara comes up with the Zohar Daf Yutes, Rav asks the Tira. Whose Torah is it? Ki b'Torah Hashem Cheftzoi. It seems that the Torah is Torah Hashem. And then immediately, Tochkei Dibur, the Pasuk says, U'b'Toyroso Yehege Yoyim Avalaylo. So whose Torah is it? The Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, or is it your own Torah? And the Gemara said the following lashon, Kam b'tchila kam lebesoif. What does that mean? So Rashi says what it means is Kam b'tchila means before a person learns Torah, it's not your Torah. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. What chance do you have to Torah? Kam lebesoif. But the Torah that you already have learned, that becomes your Torah. By the way, it's Meduik and the Pasuk. Kim b'Torah Hashem chefso. It's mashma that what? He has a desire to learn. Yeah, then it's Torah Hashem. He didn't learn yet. But Torah so yehege yoyim avaloylo is a Torah that a person has already learned. That Torah that you have already learned, that becomes your Torah. Chigayim Baruch is very interesting. The Satmarov once said, very interesting, he said, you know, when you're oil the Torah, there are two brachas. The bracha lefaneo and the bracha lachreo. But there's a difference. For the bracha we say, Shabbat Habonim Kolamim, and the Salon of Torah also, we make a bracha, because Shabbat chose us and gave us the Torah. You know, in the second bracha, we add something. We add something which describes the Torah. Asher not Salon of Torah as Emes. Why in the first bracha don't we mention that the Torah is the Torah Semes? Why in the second bracha? So the Rebbe said, Gevaldik, he says, when a person oil the Torah before you were Koyer B'Torah, before you learn, before you were Koyer B'Torah, whose Torah is it? Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah does not need Askom, it's clearly Torah Semes, no question about it. After the Kriya becomes your Torah is not so posh that it's Torah Semes. Everybody thinks it's Torah Semes. Here we have a second bracha, Shanos Alono, the Torah that I have, the Torah Semes Halavai, this should be the case. Because now when it's your Torah, we have to emphasize it, hopefully, that my Torah is also Torah Semes. Because Baruch Hu's Torah is very clear. You don't have to add anything. Doesn't need any pepper, any salt. Stands on its own. Because Baruch Hu's Torah. So again, so what the Gemara says again, that whose Torah is it? Torah Hashem Chefzoi. Before a person was Torah, it's Torah Hashem. But after that, Lebesoif, it comes to Stach and says, I have a different shot. The Stach marshaled the Gemara we all know in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei, which is a parallel type of a Gemara. The Gemara has a similar type of a stira. One posik says, Lashem Horetzim Loyo, that the entire earth and everything in it belongs to Kodi Baruch Hu. What's the other posik? Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. Horetz no sound of Neyodom. Kodi Baruch Hu gave the land to everyone. It belongs to us. What's the Gemara Teretz? Kan koidem brocha, kan layacha brocha. If you pick up an apple, before you make a brocha, it belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But after you make a brocha, then it belongs to you. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it to you. The Tzlach says, what do you see from here? From here we see there's a difference between kan koidem brocha and kan layacha brocha. The Tzlach says, pshat like this. Kan bitchila. Kam betchilamid before you said birchas atoira. Not like how Rashi learns. Kam betchilamid before you said birchas atoira, then it's a kalibachus toira. Kam lebesoif, lebesoif means, but once you said birchas atoira, now it becomes yours. Like the Gemara says in brachas. La'acha bracha, then, for it's not son of the yodam. But toira is also like that. That once you make a bracha, you say birchas atoira, then kalibachus gives you the toira b'matone. Getchil to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, I'm taking my Torah. I'm giving it to you b'matona." When is that? You receive the Torah b'matona. It's layachar brocha after you said birchas haTorah. Ibazoi says the slacha dover nifla. What do we gain by that? It's an amazing, amazing Gemara. Mala ilamula makro kosef would not be written. Gemara says nedorim daflamet ches. Betchila hoyemoish rabbeinu loy metoyra umeshakcho. Beginning, the great Moshe Rabbeinu would be learning Torah and he would forget it. The great Moshe Rabbeinu would learn Torah and he would forget it. Ad shenitloi b'matona. Until the Torah was given to Moshe b'matona, shenema v'ayitein el Moshe kechaloisoi. What do you see from here, says the Tzlach? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Torah b'matona, you don't forget. Oy bazoi, once you say birchas haTorah, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to you b'matona. Ah. Because Baruch gives the Torah b'matona, then you don't forget. That is the pshat. That's the slach. Says that's my cheshbon when I said that is gula nefloy. Says the slach. A gevaldig is gula. He says shelo yishkach to be able to have a schus not to forget the Torah that you want to say birchas haTorah. Because once a yid said birchas haTorah, because Baruch gives the Torah b'matona, and now become Torah soy, becomes your Torah. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah b'matona, you don't forget, as we saw by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amir says, Tzlach, you know why Masechtas Brachos is called Masechtas Brachos? Not because we're studying Hilchos Brachos. To remind you to say Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because you're studying Torah Shavua Peh, Masechtas Brachos. So the first thing, of course, when a Yid starts to learn, besides the Havonis HaTorah, what becomes challenging is that you want to be Zoichet to remember what you are learning. So take if a yad was incorporated in the name of the Masechta as soon as you start. This gula, to be matzliach and learn, to be able to remember what you are learning, we call it as the brachas. Nishtaf, I guess, not to forget to make birchas haTorah. That's what's called Masechta's brachas. Lefizeh, I'd like to think, when the Gemara says, Raboisai, when the Gemara says, Amo of the Or, the Churm Beisamid, the Shliborchu B'Torah Tchila, Raboisai, the Churm did not come as an oynish because of being mevatel birchas haTorah. They lost the zgul of Rabbi Yisai, they did not say birchas haTorah, they didn't have the zgul of the slach. The thing they were learning, they were forgetting, learning, forgetting. So at the end of the day, there was no Torah really in Klal Yisrael. The Tach is not stamped to learn, the Tach is to retain Torah. And the male learning Torah, and when Klal Yisrael doesn't have it, it goes in one ear, goes out the other ear. The whole Rabbi Yisai zgula of the Beis Hamikdash is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the holiest of all, is because you have the Or in there, because you have the Torah there. You have the Or in there. Without the Or, you don't have the Kedushas HaMikdash within the highest level. Bayis Sheni was already different, but it was established with Bayis Rishon, so now we have the Hemshech of Bayis Sheni. But if you don't have Torah and Klal Yisrael, you can't have a Shoyes HaShchina. Most as a matter of fact, Menayin, how do we know Shasora Shayosh Matosh Shinish Rubanay? Menayin, how do I feel five people that learn Shinish Rubanay? Menayin, or three people? Shinem Ragudosa? And Menayin, I feel Echod, Bechomokim as Asker Shemi. That even learning Torah, they have a Shosh Shinah. That's what the Beis Hamikdash is about. Most of the Midrash come to Besoyche, some to Besoychom, Besoychom, the name of Besoychom. That idea is to have a Shosh Shinah. Without Torah, you can't have a Shosh Shinah. So more of the earth, Shle Baruch Hu Torah Tchil, is not the Oyne should be Mevatel Birchas haTorah. It's a Toitzor. That's a consequence. That being that they were not Mevorach B'Torah Tchil, so they lost the Zgul of the Tzlach in the middle of the Poshah, they were learning, but they didn't retain Torah, they didn't have Torah. So Mai said, that that really have Torah and Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hu, if you don't really have Torah and Klal Yisrael, there's no point in having Beis Hamikdash. But let's go a step further. I like to think when you have the Zgula Birchas haTorah that the Slach says, that is a Gevaldig Zgula, in order, Shlo Yishkach, in order to remember, I don't think it's a magical formula. I think it's just a magical formula. Go ahead and make a bracha. And I think the Bir Dover is like this. You say Birchas haTorah, there's a message there. there's a message in Birchas HaTorah that every Yid is supposed to retain. And yes, and then you have this gula that the Slach is referring to. Quite familiar, the Gemara says in Megillah Davov, the Gemara says, the person says, Lo yogati mitzosi al tamin. The person says, I was not miyageya, I did not toil in Torah, did not put in the time, did not put in the effort, that was mastiach, don't believe him. In Agaburcha, the Velt Freyda Kashe, what do you mean not believe him? Shal of Namonas, give him a bechina, for her. So he says, the Velt Sepshat, al tam, don't believe that Lo yogati. Yogati mitzosi, al tamin, don't believe that was Lo yogati. Says, no, it's a much, much deeper thought. We're not talking about being able to master the subject matter. Some people have always said, yeah, the person is a shtakel balkishrin. He doesn't need too much yigia in order to understand the shtikl gemara, to understand the toises. So about it's shaykh, even without yigia, some people are shaykh. Yeah, people get tremendous balkishrin. And Mela, what does it mean, lo yigati matosi al tamen? It's not talking, don't believe him. They did not succeed in understanding. That's what we're talking about. Loigati mitzosi, mitzosi. What does mitzosi mean? Chaim says mitzosi. The Gemara says mitzia dabeis. Ze omer ani mitzosiyo. Ze omer ani mitzosiyo. Shnai mozim metalos. Yeah, the whole Gemara over there. Mitzosi the osel liyode mashum. Mitzosi means the loshkin kinyan. To have a kinyan at Torah, that you and the Torah become one. Loigati mitzosi. Without your gear, you cannot have a kinyan at Torah. Maybe you'll be able to understand the toises. But you and the Toises are two separate entities. To have Mitzosi, that you should have a kinyan in the Torah, that you and the Torah become taken, encapsulated, become one, that idea is that's not shaykh without yigiyah. That's not possible. And the truth is, a similar situation we find, because there's a stira, that Zvasemis points out, why do we open up the Medrash Rabbah by Midbar? The Torah was given in the Midbar. Why was the Torah given in the Midbar? So the Medrash said like this, because just like a Midbar Zemokim Hefker, the Torah is also Hefker. It's there for the taking. It does not belong to any one person. It doesn't cost you anything. Go ahead, take it. Kolakoydim Zocha. Midbar Zemokim Hefker, the Torah also is Hefker. Anyone and everyone is able to be Zoicher. Dovar Achar, said the Medrash, another pshat. Midbar Zemokim Hefker, yes, but just like a midrash mokim hefker, you have to be mafkir yourselves to Torah. You have to be mafkir to sacrifice. You have to give up yourself to be zeichet to Torah. So Hashem says it's a steer between these two perushim. First pshat is midrash hefker means it doesn't cost you anything, but you're asking me to be mafkir myself. That's a pretty steep price to pay. It does cost. It's costing you everything. You have to be mafkir yourself. You have to sacrifice yourself. So the two perush and medrash mamash asoyser each other. So Hashem said there's two bechiras in Torah. There's one bechira in Torah, like we mentioned, personally in Torah, to be able to be zoicha to have on us Torah, to be able to master and to understand that which we are learning. Torah is hefker. Go ahead. You're big about kishin, might go very quickly. But the other pshat says this Hashem is. But there's another dimension in Torah, which means that you and the Torah become one. For that, you have to be mafkir yourself for Torah. That's the same pshat, the Racha Bamidbar. So there's two levels, two types, Rabbi Yisai, two types of connections that one can have to Torah. One simply limit our Torah, and the other one actually becoming part and parcel, become a chelik of the Torah. For that you have to be mafkir. So without yigia, without being actually mafkir, so you're not going to have, you're not going to be koin of that. Al Kapon, the Gemara goes further. So what I'm going to say later? Yugati matosi tamen. The person says, yes, I was miyageya, I toiled, I put in the time, I put in the effort. And Matosi, Tamen, believe it. Most likely, most people have heard of that Gemara. But there's another two lines. It's sort of like a caveat over there, which most people, I venture to say, are not aware. The Gemara says another two lines. V'hanemili. This statement, that you got to Matosi Tamen, that if you're miyageya, and you toil, and you put in the effort, you'll be Matzliach, Hanemili, says the Gemara. L'chedude. That means in order to understand the subject matter, yeah, yogati mitzosi tamen. Here's the punchline. Aval oikme girse, for that you need siyate d'shmaya. Says Rashi, oikme girse, shlo yishkach. In order not to forget, helfnishka yigia. Here's what Gemara says. It's a frightening thing. For that you need siyate d'shmaya. Yogati mitzosi tamen, Lechadude. Fine. Aloik Megirsa, but to be Zoyche like Megirsa, as Rashi says, Shlo Yishkach, not to forget, for that you need Siyata Dishmaya. Come to Rabbi Zach Sam Sofer and he raises his question, why do you need Siyata Dishmaya not to forget? What about Chazora? Chazor, review. And if once is not enough, Chazor twice, three times, four times. What about Meyepom and Viechot, as the Gemara discusses? Endless. All right, endless opportunity for Chazora. So why do you need Siyata Dishmaya? Why do you need Siyata Dishmaya Shel Yishkach? Zoy Freidich Sam Sofer. The Sofer says an amazing thing. The Sofer says, whoever told you that a person reviews that Chazara, right, is effective in order to remember? Well, what do you mean? We see it in private life. We see that if we Chazara over things, we review things many, many times, we remember. Some Sofer says the following. B'derech HaTeva, that nature should be mechayev, that if a person chazes to remember, is dafke when you're reviewing gashmiyus degedachim. Secular situations. I want to remember four numbers. Four numbers. Yeah, about five friends before you had these kind of family. You know, today you have to remember anything. You just take it. But it used to be a time you have to use your cycle a little bit. You know, a person once came home from work and they had a big headache. And his wife said, what happened? He said, the computer broke down. I had to use my head, he said. That's a headache. So now, so where do you see Rabbi said that Chazorah helps? When Sofer said that's only Gash, because the cup is a Gashmi to get cup. But Yabos of Adam, the brain of a person, the seichel of a person is a Gashmi to get seichel. So some Sofer to Mela, so reviewing and Chazorah is only effective, said, in order to remember, he says, in order to remember Gashmi to get Zachim. You want to remember calendar dates. Whatever you decide, people used to, maybe in school, you had to review poems and to remember it. So you saw that if you reviewed it enough times, you remember. So Teva is Machayv to remember Sechem Sofer only Gashmi Tigazachim. However, Sechem Sofer Teiris Chokhmas Hashem, it's Kula Ruchnius. And Bederech HaTeva Sechem Sofer, you can review it 1,000 times. But Gashmi and Ruchnius cannot coexist side by side. They cannot, Rabbi said, they cannot be connected. They are not homogeneous. Mamel Adrabe says Gashmias is a steer to Ruchnias, the Ruchnias steer to Gashmias. They cannot. And Mamela, so even if you would chazar says some cipher 1,000 times, but Bederech HaTeva you not remember. Aye, it does work. We see it does work, it's Siyata Dishmaya. It's not Bederech HaTeva. Bederech HaTeva, reviewing and chazara, is remember Gashmias the Gedachim. To remember Torah, which is Chochmas Hashem, Agashim the Gekop, but Torah Hashem, it doesn't work. Take a look at the Chorus of Avodas, Rabbi Yisai, in Shach Chesben and Nefesh. Chorus of Avodas says the following. There's two concepts. There's a concept of Olam Hazeh, there's a concept of Olam Habo. These are two contradictory properties. Chorus of Avodas says you can't have both. You can't have both. You can't have both Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. If you want Olam Hazeh, so the Chayvus Avodas, you have to be ready to give up a chelik of Olam Habo. And if it's Olam Habo that you want, you have to be ready to give up a chelik of Olam Hazeh. Your choice. Can't have both. And use the lotion. Kishem, he says, She'yef sheli sarav b'kli yechud. Just like you're not able to mix in one kli eishemayim, everybody understands that? Kach, says the Chayvus Avodas, you cannot have together. Can't have Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. You can't have both together. Therefore, it's a choice that you have to make. So, Meir Rabbi says, so Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo are Ruchni de Gashmis. They cannot. They cannot live side by side. And yet, we see that if a person chazers over and over again, he does remember it. That's not because of Derech HaTeva, says some Sofer. It's Siyata Dishmaya. And so on because of Siyata Dishmaya. You know, that Baruch Hashem, when we are healthy and we're able to use the facilities, so we make the bracha Asher Yotzar, we say, Reifach Cholbosar Mafli Lasis. What does the Mafli Lasis mean? Reifach Cholbosar Mafli Lasis, because Baruch, what he does, it's a pillar. Something very wondrous. It's a pillar. Well, I would think of Shutoit. I mean, every aver in the human body is a tremendous, tremendous design. I mean, what just goes into the creation of an eye? What is that? A heart? Everything, it's a galadig pella, but Ramah does not say that. Ramah in Mevov says, Reifach Cholbosar Mafli Lasis, you know what the pella is? The pella is if you look at a human being, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a neshama that comes mitachas kisa kovet. The neshama is kulei ruchnius. And here Kadosh Baruch Hu takes that neshama put into a gashmi to geguf. But there Chateva says Ramoth, a neshama would not be able to survive and coexist in a gashmi to geguf, in a physical guf. And yet it does. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is geizer that way. Kadosh Baruch Hu is geizer that the neshama, in spite of the fact that it rejects the whole being into a gashmi to geguf, in a physical guf, but it does. It's a gevaldige gepeller. The gevaldige gepeller that ruchnis and gashmis are able to be side by side. You know, the Alter von Kelm once said, in the world of shatchonim, there's all different levels of shatchonim. There are besser shatchonim, there are schwacher shatchonim. But you know, the schwachste shatchon, the worst shatchon, yeah, the worst shatchon never would occur to him make a shidduch between an Odom and a Behemah. It was a shidduch. And here came a Kodesh Baruch Hu and made a shidduch between a gufin and a neshama. I don't understand that shidduch, he said. I don't understand that shidduch. Shmuel made a shidduch between a gufin and a neshama. So Gashmi's Ruch and the boy said, they don't go together. Actually, matter of fact, the Belzer Ruch, Rabbi Allah Belzer used to once say, Chazora is a zgula to remember. It's a zgula, b'dechateve. No. B'dechateve is to remember Gashmi the Gizachma. But Chazora, in order to remember it, Torah, Shasa, Poiskim, it's a zgula to remember. Siyat HaDishmaya that they have to have for that. That the Nekudas Advarim. As a matter of fact, B'chod Vassaman once related, he said that the Netziv of Elojin was once carrying a Sefer Torah. And he slipped. And everybody was running to pick up the Sefer Torah. And Rabbi Itzel of Elojin cried out and he said, no, first pick up the Netziv, he's the living Sefer Torah, then you pick up the other Sefer Torah. That is the connection that he's able to have from Torah, that he and Torah becomes one. That he no longer, Rabbi Yisai, he no longer has a physical goal, but forget, the more prince connect to Torah, his body becomes transformed and becomes more ruchnizdik. Because why he and Torah becomes a chefs of Torah. And if you think for one moment, that this is sort of like an exaggeration when we expect and we hope, yes, that a yid becomes a virtual sefer Torah, I'm reminding you what Rabbi Rabinov Pshischa used to say. What's a Sefer Torah? Just stop to think, what is a Sefer Torah? You know what a Sefer Torah is? You take the ore of a behemoth. Yeah. Take the skin of an animal. Skin of an animal. And now you take some droplets of ink and you write words of Torah, right, on the ore of a behemoth, and it becomes transformed into a chetz of Kedusha Sefer Torah. So the Rebbe Rabinim, if or behemoth can be some a Sefer Torah, or Odom cannot become a Sefer Torah. A person who lives Torah, a person who breathes Torah, a person who learns Torah, he's any less than an or behemoth. An or behemoth can become a Sefer Torah, or Odom cannot become a Sefer Torah. Avada he can. Because why? Because the way that he connects to Torah, it becomes transformed. He becomes a stick Sefer Torah, as a matter of fact. How does a real Sefer Torah become a Sefer Torah? It's only through me, through an Adam. I have to be Mechavim Ibud Lishmo, the Shem Kedush Sefer Torah, when I'm writing. So it's the Koyach HaAdam that transforms the Or Behemoth to become a Sefer Torah. So if I am able to cause Or Behemoth to become a Sefer Torah, so I myself can't become a Sefer Torah. Pick up the Netziv, he's the living Sefer Torah. He's the living Sefer Torah. It's shy that a person reaches a level of Madrega where there's no stira between the Gashmi, the Geguf, and the Ruchnis of Torah. But they become one. They all become a Cheftz of Ruchnis. Take a look what Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin writes in Sefer Pri Tzadik. He said he heard it from the Choyz of Lublin. Choyz said there had to be a Talmud Chocham who was an Oni V'Avian. He hardly had anything to eat. And the mice, if you looked at him, he seemed to be quite heavy. It was a big shaila. Nobody understood. How is he heavy? How is he heavy? He's stout. He hardly eats anything. So Reb Tzadok HaKohen brings it. It's in Parshas Emor. You can find it. Chomin said, listen, when the average person eat one slice of bread, two slices of bread, the more food you put into your body expands. This time the Chochom, the more Toises he puts into his body expands. Because him and the Torah is one. Come on, Cheftz of Torah. So I think Rabbi Yisai, so the Chassam Sofer says, Avada, you have to have this gulish lo yishkach, yigir doesn't help. Why? That Rabbi Yisai is why? Because there's a steer between Rosh Gashmi, as long as the stay between a Rosh Gashmi and the Ruchnis of Torah, then you need extra Gvadalat Siyat to the Shmaya Shal Yishkach, because there's a stira. But if you rabbis are able to become a virtual Chefs of a Sefer Torah, then you become transformed through the Limud HaTorah, you learn Torah B'Tahara, and through the Kedushas HaTorah, it permeates you. Like Chaim Volozhin said, Matzos and the Osel Yodah Mashmeh, you and the Torah become one. Like the Sfasema said, you're mafker yourself for Torah, so you and the Torah become one. So then, Avada, there's no problem, Shlo Yishkach. Because you and the Torah are one. You are a Chefs of Torah. Avada can remember what you're learning. There's no stira between the Gashmi and the Giguf. What is Birchas HaTorah, Rabbi Yisai? It's G'day wants to look it up. Take a look at Hichat Birchas HaShachar. Take a look at Simem Zayin, where the Bach says, I'll quote you two lines. The Bach says, what is the Kavon of Birchas HaTorah? Phil gets up in the morning and he says, Asher Boch Habonim Kol Amin. V'nosan Lo Noes Toirosoi. Says the Bach, because Boch gave us his Torah. Now his Torah, Rabbi Yisai, is called Ruchnis. It's called Ruchnis. And he gave us the Torah. Says the Bach, you know what the Tachlis was? Not Stam Limud HaTorah. About it, you have to learn. Chenis Atzim B'Gedushas HaTorah, Loshen HaBach. Fiery words of the Bach. The Tachlis and the Sinis HaTorah, Chenis Atzim B'Gedushas HaTorah, that we should become a Cheft of Torah. Which means to say that the entire lifestyle that we have, should be a lifestyle that connects with Torah, does not deviate from Torah. That should be our total lifestyle, so therefore we become transformed into Torah. Ah, then there's no problem, Shlo Yishkach. The Shlo Yishkach problem is only when there's a stira between Chochmas Hashem which in Ruchnias, and you're dealing with a Guf Gashmi. But if the Guf Gashmi itself becomes transformed into a Chefetz of a Kedusha Sefer Torah, then you're Torah one! There's no problem of Shlo Yishkach. I'd like to believe when the Tzlach says that in the morning, the Gevaldig is Gula, for a Birchas HaTorah, that's as good as Nordish Lo Yishkach. That means just to say it. The Bach means when you're saying Birchas HaTorah, remember what that means. When you get up in the morning, remember what the Bach taught us. Definition of Birchas HaTorah is Shenis Atzim B'Kedushas HaTorah. So when you get up in the morning now, Shenis Atzim B'Kedushas HaTorah, it's a new day. I don't care what was yesterday. But now it's a new day and I'm saying Birchas HaTorah. And again, and I recognize that what is demanded of me? What's demanded of me? Shenis Atzim B'Kedushas HaTorah. I should become a Chefetz of Torah. And therefore now, so when I start the day, I take on the day with this understanding that my life has to be a life that's consistent, and in line with Kedushas HaTorah, I live my life that way. Avada is Gula Shlo Yishkach. Avada Gevaldig is Gula. So Birchas HaTorah is not some magical formula, but saying Birchas HaTorah is to remind you what the message of Birchas HaTorah is. What's demanded is in his Atzim B'Kedushas HaTorah that in fact if we become transformed into a Chefze of Kedushas Sefer Torah, that Rabbi said, that is the Zgula. And that's why Masechtas Brachas, Al Kaponim, going back to the Tzach, is called Masechtas Brachas. Not because we're studying Hilchas Brachas, but to remind us to say Brachas HaTorah every morning. We have the Siyata Dishmaya, Rabbi Yisai, because Hashem, Avada. By the way, it's not in the Cheshbon of Chazorah. After the chazering, after all of that, not a chazor, there's no free ride, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to chazer. But with all of the chazor, to be zoiche, to have the siyata d'shmaya, shlo yishkach, and to be able to become taket transformed. And whatever we do should be in a mahalach. A mahalach really that is consistent in the line taket with limud HaTorah and anhogas HaTorah, the Torah expects from every yid, but should give us the exit d'shmaya, and as we always say, in the brachas v'amuras b'toyrev shibzoyche t'orech yomem b'yemino b'smoyla oyshe v'koven b'simcha v'nachas sheva brachas tochet adiyas ha'goyel b'mehru v'menu. Amen.